All right, everybody, it's Honeycrisp season. The many fans of Honeycrisp apples are going to be happy to learn that all signs point to a fine crop this year. Phil Schwalier is a Michigan State University Extension horticulture agent, and he grows Honeycrisps on his family farm in Sparta, Schwalier's Country Basket. Good to have you with us, Phil.
Glad to be here, too.
Let's talk a little about Honeycrisps, and I take it the crop of Honeycrisps is a very good one this year.
The crop is excellent, outstanding this year. We're getting nice red color develop right now.
Now, isn't the Honeycrisp kind of a major apple diva, kind of compared to other apples?
It's kind of an exceptional apple, yes. It doesn't follow the rules of all traditional apples.
And what is it about the Honeycrisp that makes it challenging for you to grow, to pick, to store, and I'm sure to pack as well?
Well, first of all, it has to be color picked. So that means we have to pick it two or three times. And that is not typical. Most varieties we pick all at one time when they're ready. But Honeycrisp develops gradually, it ripens gradually, and that gives us a little bit of a challenge there to pick them. But we go through and get the best ones off three times.
And then what about storing and putting it out for sale? Is it kind of temperamental?
It is, yes. We have tried to store it for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and we do well with most of the apples. But it has storage problems, and so we lose some apples every year to stem punctures, which turn into rot a little bit on the apple, and also some scald that develops on the apples, very susceptible to bitter pit. So there's a number of disorders that give us trouble.
And I know there are many, many fans of Honeycrisp, and now that you're explaining kind of as an apple diva that Honeycrisp is, that probably makes sense because I know I bought them in the past, and I've been kind of disappointed. So it sounds like I need to give them another chance. What are the do's and don'ts of picking them and realizing what you're getting?
Okay, well, first of all, you want a nice red apple with some green on it. You don't want to buy Honeycrisps that are all green. Then you're going to have trouble with the storage. Right now, they're at prime peak harvest on the ridge, so it's good to stop at farmers markets and buy Honeycrisp right over the next 30 days. They'll be in the top quality. After that, you can get them in the supermarkets and look for the red color, the nice cherry red color that indicates that they're got prime maturity and quality.
And I guess the reward of having a good Honeycrisp is?
An excellent eating experience. I can give that apple to almost anybody, almost any time, and I know that they're going to enjoy the eating experience.
And when I get them home, whether I've picked them at an orchard or I've found them at the store, how do I know whether to put them in the refrigerator or keep them on the counter?
Well, if you want to eat them in the near 3 or 4 days, you can keep them on the counter. But if you want to keep them fresh and high quality, they really require refrigeration. One of the things about Honeycrisp and other apples as well is that the frost-free refrigerators will dry them out. So best to have them in a plastic bag or something inside of a refrigerator.
Good tip. I probably ruined them myself when I got them home and did exactly what I shouldn't have done.
Well, that's entirely a possibility.
Phil Schwalier owns Schwalier's Country Basket in Sparta, and he's also a horticulture agent with Michigan State University's Extension Service. Well, good news on the Honeycrisp. Thank you so much, Phil.
You bet. It was an absolute pleasure on this beautiful day.